Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is The Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
All right, so today we're going to really dig into Warner Bros. Discovery's third quarter performance for 2024. We've got their official company documents and the transcript of their earnings call. And this one is, let's just say it's going to be pretty interesting to say the least.
Yeah, it's a lot more than just some numbers, you know. I mean, we're talking about this company that's trying to pull off a pretty tough balancing act here.
Right.
Managing their old school TV business while making this huge push into streaming with Max.
Yeah, exactly. And they're right in the thick of this massive transformation that's happening. I mean, it's happening across the entire entertainment industry.
It really is fascinating to watch how it all plays out.
And I got to say, there are some surprises buried in these documents, like Max hitting record global subscriber growth.
Yeah, it's huge.
And a Charter deal that's really shaking things up. But then on the other side, you have the Joker 2 box office flop.
Right.
The real roller coaster ride.
Yeah, it just highlights all the challenges and opportunities that come with this moment in the industry. And I think to really understand it, we need to go beyond just the headlines.
Absolutely.
We need to dig into the why behind it all.
I'm with you. So let's unpack this. Let's start with their Form 10-Q. Now, I know these financial statements can seem kind of dry, but trust me, this one's actually full of insights.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, for example, they took a whopping $9.1 billion goodwill impairment charge back in Q2.
Wow, that is massive. And I think it speaks volumes about how quickly the ground is shifting under traditional media companies. Basically, they had to admit that their networks segment, which is mainly their cable channels, it's just not worth as much as they thought it was.
So it's like they're acknowledging that the old way of doing things just isn't cutting it anymore.
Exactly. They're seeing declining cable subscribers, a softening ad market, and then uncertainty around those deals with cable providers to carry their channels. All those factors point to less money coming in from that side of the business. It's a wake-up call in Warner Bros. Discovery is clearly taking notice by aggressively investing in Max.
Which makes sense when you see how well Max is doing.
Yep.
But even there, they mentioned some risks, right? Like the possibility of a global economic slowdown impacting things.
That's right. Even with a success story like Max, they're not immune to broader economic trends, you know? It just shows how complex this all is.
Okay, well, let's dive into some more of the specifics. Their Q3 revenue came in at $9.623 billion. Which is slightly down from last year. They break it down into a few categories: distribution, advertising, content, and other indicators.
Okay, let's walk through those.
Okay, cool.
Sure. So distribution, that's where they make money from cable and satellite companies for carrying their channels. But it also includes the money they get from Max subscriptions, which is a bright spot, obviously, given how much Max is growing.
Right. And then you have advertising, which I'm guessing isn't doing so hot. With fewer people watching traditional TV.
Yeah, you're right. Advertising revenue dropped 6% year over year. And what's interesting is they're facing pressure from both sides.
Yeah.
You know, linear TV viewership is down, but they're also facing tougher competition in the digital advertising space.
Oh, so basically everyone's fighting for a slice of that online ad revenue pie.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fierce battleground out there. Now, content revenue is a big one for them, considering they own a huge library of movies, shows, and games.
Right, because they make money licensing that content out to other companies, right?
Yes, both domestically and internationally. And we'll dive deeper into that a little bit later when we look at their studio segment.
Okay.
And then other revenue is kind of a catch-all for things like their theme parks, studio production services, and so on.
Okay, so that covers the revenue side. But let's not forget that they took on a mountain of debt for that WarnerMedia acquisition. So how are they managing all that debt?
Well, they ended the quarter with $40.2 billion in total debt, which is down from $43.9 billion at the end of 2023. So they are making progress. Plus, they have a $6 billion credit line they can tap into if needed.
So it sounds like they're trying to be fiscally responsible. while still pushing forward with big bets like Max.
Yeah, that's the balance they're trying to strike. It's a delicate act for sure. Now in their 10Q, they break down their operations into three main segments: studios, networks, and direct-to-consumer.
Okay, let's start with studios. It seems like they've had some ups and downs this year. Like, Beetlejuice 2 was a big hit, but Joker 2 really flopped.
Yeah, their performance has been pretty uneven. And their gaming division is struggling, too. They specifically mention write-downs related to multiverses underperforming.
Ouch.
But they do seem to be doubling down on their core gaming franchises. Hogwarts Legacy, Mortal Kombat, Game of Thrones, and DC, especially Batman.
Right. It's a classic strategy. Leverage your strengths.
Wait, exactly.
They're focusing on what they know works, trying to create more predictable success.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out in the coming quarters.
Absolutely. All right, now let's talk about networks, which is their traditional TV business. This is where they're facing those strong headwinds we talked about earlier, right?
Yeah, definitely declining linear TV subscribers and a soft ad market are major challenges for them. But they're not just sitting back and taking it. That deal they struck with Charter is a prime example of their innovative approach.
Oh yeah, that deal was a real head-turner. Bundling Max with their cable channels is a pretty savvy move.
Yeah, Charter gets to offer a more attractive package to their customers. And Warner Bros. Discovery gets to boost their streaming subscriber numbers.
So it almost feels like a way to bridge the gap between traditional TV and streaming. They're not treating them as totally separate things anymore.
Exactly, and it seems to be working. Even Charter said they're going to lean more heavily into their video product, thanks to this Max partnership.
Wow, that's a big win for Warner Bros. Discovery. It shows that their cable channels still have some value, even in this changing landscape.
Absolutely. They still reach a massive audience and generate significant cash flow. And they're a crucial part of promoting their streaming content.
Okay, speaking of streaming, let's finally talk about the star of the show, Max. Global subscriber growth is up. Increasing revenue? They seem to be firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, they're making great progress. But they do acknowledge that they need to keep investing and executing their strategy effectively to keep this momentum going.
And their international expansion is a key part of that strategy. And it seems to be paying off.
Yeah, they're leveraging their massive content library, including local language programming, to appeal to a wider audience.
And of course, there's all that blockbuster content they've got coming out. House of the Dragon, The Penguin, Dune, Part 2. They're not messing around.
Content is king, as they say. And Warner Bros. Discovery has a treasure chest full of it.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, from the challenges in their traditional business to the excitement around Max. Warner Bros. Discovery is in a really interesting position. It's almost like they're trying to reinvent themselves in real time.
Yeah, it is. They're a company in transition navigating this complex media landscape with a mix of boldness and caution. To understand what's really going on, though, we need to go deeper into their earnings call transcript. That's where we'll get the real inside scoop.
Excellent point. Let's take a closer look at what the executives themselves had to say about all of this.
Okay, so let's open up this earnings call transcript and really see what David Zaslav and his team had to say.
Yeah, give me the inside scoop here.
You know, one thing that really jumps out at me is Zaslav's conviction that
Warner Bros.
Discovery is undervalued. He's like on a mission to prove Wall Street wrong.
Wow, that's a bold statement. What's his game plan?
Well, she outlines a few key initiatives. First, continuing Max's global expansion, which is already showing some really strong results.
Yeah, you can't argue with the 7.2 million subscriber jump in Q3.
Exactly. But he also talks about optimizing their networks business, you know, finding ways to make their cable TV operations more efficient and profitable.
So not giving up on cable entirely, but finding ways to make it work smarter.
Right.
Recognizing the reality of declining viewership, but still squeezing as much value out of those assets as possible. And then, of course, there's the studios segment where they've had some missteps. Zaslav really emphasizes the need for a course correction there.
So let's throw everything at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
And more focus on quality.
Precisely. He talks about better greenlight governance in the film division. You know, making smarter choices about which movies to actually make. And in gaming, it's about doubling down on those core franchises we discussed. Hogwarts Legacy, Mortal Kombat, and so on. Zaslav believes that this more focused approach will make their gaming business more predictable, which is something investors really love.
Makes sense. Fewer big swings and more consistent performance. But let's circle back to that Charter deal for a second. That really felt like a game changer to me.
Yeah, Zaslav called it a victory for both companies. And I think he's right. It's a creative solution that really does seem to benefit both sides.
I'm really intrigued by this whole idea of bundling Max with their cable channels. It's like they're recognizing that streaming and traditional TV aren't necessarily enemies. They can coexist.
It's an evolving relationship for sure, and it seems to be resonating with consumers. Charter even mentioned that they're going to lean more heavily into their video product thanks to this enhanced offering with Max. That's a pretty strong endorsement.
Okay, so big picture. It sounds like they're trying to navigate this transition to streaming while still making the most of their existing assets.
Yeah, a delicate balancing act, but they seem to be approaching it strategically. Now let's zoom in on their studios segment for a bit. Joker 2 underperforming at the box office was a tough one for them.
Yeah, it really was. What does Zaslav have to say about it?
Well, he acknowledged that they need to improve their film division's performance. He stressed the importance of better franchise management and making smarter decisions about which projects to greenlight, basically reducing risk and maximizing the return on their investments.
So less chasing trends and more sticking to what they know works.
Exactly. He wants to see greater consistency across the board, both in film and gaming. You know, they have these incredible brands and franchises, but they need to manage them effectively to reach their full potential.
It sounds like they're trying to take a more data-driven, disciplined approach.
They are. It's a shift away from that old Hollywood model, which was often based on gut instinct and big bets. Now it's about being more strategic and analytical.
Which is probably a good thing in today's environment. You can't just throw money at a problem and hope for the best.
Now let's dig a little deeper into their gaming strategy. Zaslav specifically called out four core franchises they'll be focusing on. Hogwarts Legacy, Mortal Kombat, Game of Thrones, and DC. Especially Batman.
Those are some heavy hitters. Yeah. It's a smart move to stick with established franchises with built-in fan bases.
Yeah, exactly. It reduces risk and allows them to leverage existing assets. Zaslav even hinted that their gaming business could be steadier with this more focused approach.
Music to investors' ears, I'm sure. Wall Street loves predictability.
No doubt. Now, another key piece of their studio segment is content licensing. It's a major revenue stream, but it also presents a bit of a dilemma for them.
How so?
Well, they license their vast library of films and TV shows to other companies, right? But they also need to feed their own streaming service, Max.
So it's a balancing act. They need to maximize revenue from licensing, but also make sure they have enough content to keep Max subscribers happy.
Exactly. And Gunnar Wiedenfels, their CFO, actually addressed this directly in the earnings call. He said that they held back on some content licensing this year, specifically to prioritize Max.
That's a pretty significant statement. It shows how committed they are to making Max a success.
It's a long-term play, you know. By building up Max's library with their own content, they're creating a more valuable asset that will generate recurring revenue for years to come.
And it makes them less reliant on those external licensing deals, which can be pretty unpredictable.
Right. It gives them more control over their destiny. Now let's talk about something Zaslav has been pretty vocal about. Industry consolidation. He believes that the current streaming landscape is unsustainable.
Yeah, he's been pretty outspoken about that. Too many streaming services, too much fragmentation.
Yeah, in the earnings call, he doubled down on this, saying that the current state of the industry is not a good consumer experience and that meaningful consolidation is needed. He sees bundling like the Disney Hulu Max partnership as one path forward.
Yeah, it seems inevitable that we'll see more of that. Consumers are getting overwhelmed with choices.
Exactly. It's too expensive and confusing to subscribe to a dozen different services. Zaslav also suggested that companies could come together to offer joint packages or even merge outright. He even thinks that the new administration could create a regulatory environment more favorable to consolidation.
Interesting. So he's thinking about this on a macro level, not just for Warner Bros. Discovery.
He's playing the long game, trying to anticipate where the industry is headed. And he believes that Warner Bros. Discovery, with its diverse portfolio of assets, is well positioned to benefit from consolidation, however it plays out.
It's a bold vision. They're not just reacting to the changes. They're trying to shape the future of the industry.
That's the sense I get. Now, before we move on, let's revisit that goodwill impairment charge we discussed earlier. It's a complex topic, but it's important to understand.
Yeah, I'll admit I'm still a little fuzzy on the detail.
Okay, think of it like this. You buy a house for $500,000, but then the housing market crashes, and now your house is only worth $400,000. That difference, $100,000, is kind of like an impairment charge.
Okay, so it's basically acknowledging that an asset has lost value.
Exactly. In Warner Bros. Discovery's case, they had to reduce the value of their network segment by $9.1 billion, because its fair value was lower than what it was recorded at on their books. It's driven by declining linear TV subscribers, the soft advertising market, and uncertainty around those deals with cable providers.
So it's a perfect storm of factors hitting their traditional TV business.
It is. And while this impairment charge doesn't directly impact their cash flow, it's a clear signal that their traditional TV business is facing some strong headwinds. It's a reality check that reinforces the need to adapt.
But it seems like they're doing that. Investing in Max, experimenting with new distribution models like that Charter deal, and focusing on their core strengths in the studios segment.
Yeah, they're definitely not standing still. They're making bold moves and trying to chart a new course.
It's an exciting time to be following Warner Bros. Discovery. They're like a giant ship-changing course in the middle of a storm. Who knows where they'll end up, but it's going to be a wild ride.
Well said. They have the content, the platforms, and the ambition. The question is, can they execute their vision?
Only time will tell. But one thing's for sure. We'll be here to break it all down.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about one of the biggest questions facing Warner Bros. Discovery right now, given the success of Max and the rapidly evolving entertainment landscape. Could they benefit from spinning off their streaming business, separating it from their traditional networks and studios?
Ooh, that's a big question. It's like asking if a butterfly should stay in its cocoon or spread its wings and fly.
Yeah, it's a complex decision with no easy answers. On the one hand, keeping everything under one roof allows them to leverage synergies, cross-promote content, and streamline operations. This One Warner Bros. Discovery strategy has been their mantra since the merger.
Right. But on the other hand, separating Max could unlock its full value, potentially attracting new investors, and allowing it to operate with more agility and focus.
It's a classic tension between short-term stability and long-term growth potential. It's a gamble either way.
It's a bit like that saying you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. But in this case, we're talking about a multi-billion dollar omelet.
High stakes indeed. Ultimately, it's a decision that Zaslav and his team will have to weigh carefully, considering all the factors involved.
They've got a lot on their plate, turning around their studios business, optimizing their network's operations, and continuing to scale Max globally. It's a tall order.
It is, but they've shown they're not afraid of a challenge. It's going to be fascinating to see how they navigate the next chapter.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. I feel like I've earned my MBA in media just listening to you.
You've been a great student, always asking the right questions.
I appreciate your insights. Okay. This has been a true deep dive.
It's been my pleasure. And to our listeners, we encourage you to continue exploring this topic, digging deeper into the numbers, and forming your own opinions. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, becoming informed, engaged, and empowered.
Well said. Until our next deep dive, stay curious.
And keep on streaming. So where does all this leave Warner Bros. Discovery? They're kind of at a crossroads right now, juggling this legacy business that's clearly declining with a streaming platform that's actually showing some real promise.
It's a tough spot to be in, for sure. I mean, pretty much every media company is dealing with this right now.
Oh, absolutely. And like we've been saying, there's no easy answer. Spinning off Max, like we discussed, could unlock some serious value and allow for more focused growth. But it also means giving up some of those synergies that come with being part of a bigger company.
Right. It's a classic dilemma. Short-term benefits versus long-term potential.
And the stakes are high. I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars and the future of one of the biggest media companies in the world.
It's almost like watching a high-stakes poker game.
Yeah.
What cards will Zaslav play next?
Well, he's known for being a shrewd deal maker, so it'll be interesting to see his next move. But regardless of what happens with Max, Warner Bros., Discovery still has some fundamental challenges to address.
Like what?
Well, they need to find a sustainable path forward for their traditional TV networks. You know, declining viewership and a softening ad market. Those aren't going away anytime soon.
Yeah, that Charter deal was a pretty creative solution. But it's probably not a long-term fix.
I agree. They need to figure out how to make those networks more efficient. Maybe even explore some entirely new business models.
And then there's the studio segment, too. They've had some big hits, but also some pretty notable flops. So can they find a way to produce more consistent results?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Zaslav seems to be pushing for a more disciplined, data-driven approach, which makes sense. But Hollywood is still a creative business at its core. You can't always predict what's going to resonate with audiences.
Yeah, it's a tricky balance. Art versus commerce. Vision versus execution.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole story so compelling, you know? We're watching a major media company trying to navigate a period of
profound change.
It's like a real-life case study in disruption and reinvention.
And it has implications for the entire entertainment industry. What Warner Bros. Discovery does next could have a ripple effect across all of Hollywood.
Well, we'll be watching closely. And as always, we'll be back to break it all down for you.
That's right. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.
Well said. And on that note, I think we'll wrap things up here. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Warner Bros. Discovery's Q3 performance. It's been a wild ride.
It really has.
But I think we've gained some valuable insights into the challenges and opportunities facing this media giant.
Absolutely.
And remember, this is just the beginning of the story. Warner Bros. Discovery is a company in transition, and we'll be here to track their progress every step of the way.
So stay tuned, folks.
Until next time, keep those streaming queues full.
This is The Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.